Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of February 2020. Allahabad High Court has quashed the charge sheet and consequential proceedings initiated against Abdul Nah Azam Khan for making false statements during elections and attempting to promote enmity between religious groups. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that the unexplained investments were made by the assessing officer merely based on the statements given during the survey and that there is no incriminating material or documentary evidence available with the assessing officer to substantiate the said additions for the assessment year. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that the interest income earned by a cooperative society on its investments held with a cooperative bank would be eligible for claim of deduction under Clause D of Subsection 2 of Section 80P of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Supreme Court has observed that a marriage contracted during the pendency of an appeal from a divorce decree is not void ab initio, especially when such an appeal is filed after expiry of the period of limitation. Supreme Court has observed that the rebuttal of presumption available under Section 139 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881 can only be done after adducing evidence. The court further observed that the rebuttal can be made concerning the evidence of the prosecution as well as of defense. Supreme Court has upheld an award for pipe gas distribution network in Chennai and Tiruvallur districts in Tamil Nadu to a Gujarat-based firms by the Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board, dismissing the appeal filed by Adani Gas, stating that calling the bidders with the highest composite scores cannot be faulted. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking minority status for Hindus in 8 states and union territories where they are substantially fewer in number in comparison to other communities, allowing the petitioner to approach the High Court. Supreme Court has held that clubbing of self-financed educational institutions with commercial service providers to fix electricity tariffs higher than government run and aided educational institutions was legally justifiable in terms of the Electricity Act, 2003. Supreme Court has upheld All India National Eligibility Entrance Test, NEET, for admission to Ayush undergraduate courses like BAMS, BUMS, BSMS and BHMS. Delhi High Court has asked the Aam Aadmi Party government to reply to a plea by Jessica Lal murder case convict, Manu Sharma, seeking premature release from his life imprisonment sentence. Delhi High Court has stayed the National Anti-Profiteering Authority's order against NESL, imposing a penalty of Rs 73 crore for not passing on the benefit of a goods and service tax rate cut to consumers. Delhi High Court has allowed Delhi police to interrogate the alleged bookie Sanjeev Chawla in Tihar jail till the 28th of February 2020. Bombay High Court has rejected a plea by 3 doctors accused of abetting Dr. Payal Tanvi's suicide seeking permission to enter BYL Nair Hospital, observing that the possibility of intimidating witnesses in the case cannot be ruled out. Bombay High Court has directed Central Railways to pay 8 lakhs rupees as compensation to the family of Arjun Gawande who died while alighting from a train at Badner station. The court has held that even though the deceased boarded the wrong train which did not have a stoppage at Badner station, the tribunal's finding that the deceased was responsible for his death was not sustainable. Kerala High Court has observed that the reunion of spouses for a temporary period during the pendency of the proceeding for divorce pursuant to the settlement of matrimonial issues will not defeat the claim for dissolution of marriage on the ground of alleged condonation of cruelty nor will it bar continuance of the proceeding when their relationship is again estranged. Kerala High Court has refused to quash a criminal case against a man accused of following a woman, a total stranger to him, and inviting her to accompany him in his motorcycle. The court has observed that commission of acts, which may not necessarily involve even any physical advances or assault, is also made punishable under Section 509 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860. Gujarat High Court has held that mere registration of First Information Report, FIR, against a person does not mean that he is a threat to the maintenance of public order. The court further explained that unless and until the material is there to make out a case that the person has become a threat and menace to the society, it cannot be said that the detainee is a person within the meaning of Section 2(c) of the Gujarat Prevention of Antisocial Activities Act, 1985. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that depravity of crime and aggravating factors outweigh reasons for mitigation of death penalty sentence in rarest of rare crimes. The court has confirmed the death sentence of the accused of rape and murder of the minor girl, emphasizing that how she was raped and murdered by the accused shall invoke the doctrine of rarest of rare cases. Madras High Court has stated that the e-proceedings facility provided by the Income Tax Department from 2017 to 2018 can lead to erroneous assessments as officials conclude these without personal hearing of assessees. Calcutta High Court has held that where a company having notice fails to represent itself in criminal judicial proceedings, the courts must proceed with the trial without splitting the trial in terms of subsection 2 of Section 317 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Punjab and Haryana High Court have laid down rules for the filing of regular second appeals to enable easier understanding of the facts of the case. The court has remarked that it is the counsel's job to make court understand the case in the fewest words while issuing directions for including synopsis, chronology, citations, etc. in the appeal memorandum. Jammu and Kashmir High Court have dismissed an application filed by Association of Pellet Survivors to intervene in an ongoing public interest litigation. The court has observed that the intervention of the association was unnecessary as the interest of the alleged pellet survivors is already being pursued by the Bar Association. Delhi Court has dismissed a plea filed by Veena Sharma, one of the four convicts in Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case, seeking treatment for insanity. The court further observed that the convict desired himself to be falsely diagnosed as mentally ill. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has dismissed the Lloyd Insulations India Limited's plea to initiate proceedings against Syntex Prefab and Infra Limited, observing that there was a pre-existence of a dispute between the parties. National Company Law Tribunal, Delhi has approved the resolution plan of Adani Properties to acquire Aditya Estates for a total deal value of 400 crore rupees. Central Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Mumbai has held that SENBIT credit is not admissible on goods transport agency services used for transportation of goods from the place of removal to the buyer's premises. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Bangalore has held that the collection of contribution to building a corpus fund to secure the depositor's interest is not a mere transaction in money, so is the appellant liable to pay service tax. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Chennai has held that the refund of inputs and VAT credit cannot be denied for the reasons of premises being unregistered. Securities and Exchange Board of India has restrained the officials of Resurgent Mines and Minerals India from accessing securities market for up to 3 years for flouting market norms by manipulating the issuance of global depository receipts, GDR.